helpful, but now I know that when the microwave is in use, you're only doing something else for meal preparation. It's not that you're sitting there enjoying that extra time that you have because it's cooking faster.
All right, that brings up another aspect then that has to do with this technological issue, I think, and that is the Bible says, be still and know that I am God.
Absolutely.
Now, if we're still and know that he is God, we're not busy, we're not stressing out, but we don't have time to be still anymore. We got something in our ears, we're listening to something all the time. Something's not right with this, and there's no peace in the soul.
That's right. I actually was thinking of that scripture earlier. We were talking about situations that either come up and we worry about them, or we create them and we worry about them. That be still and know that I'm God. You're right. In the midst of all the things that we face on a technological basis, we're inundated, and we have to take time and be quiet.
Well, I sure thank you for joining us. We all thank you for joining us here on the program today, Doctor. And I trust your book is going to be an encouragement or a blessing. Here it is, my friend. Say goodbye to stress. Will you? Your gift of $10 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and again, become a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Be still, my soul. Say goodbye to stress.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour, and we're going to do open lines the last half of the program, but for the first half hour, we're going to have with us Al Copeland, and we're going to be talking about Heart and Body Extract, this herbal product which advertises with us. Ordinarily, we should have Sharon Harris here, but she's unable to be with us, and so she had asked if we'd talk to Al about the product. He's used it for a long period of time, and hi, Al, how are we doing?
I'm doing just fine, Harry. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Why don't you tell us how long you've been taking Heart and Body Extract and how you think it's helped you? And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this product, why give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how did you get started using Heart and Body Extract and why did you take it?
Well, personally, I started using Heart and Body Extract because circulatory problems ran in my family. My father, when he was 2 weeks after retiring, had a massive stroke, and he died within 10 hours after he had a stroke. And I had a brother who had a massive heart attack at 56, and on like that. So I said, well, I'm going to have to find what it would take to help myself to be healthier so I can avoid doing that. And then I had another brother who was having a lot of angina pain. That's what I was in search for, something to help him. And he is about a year older than I am. And that's how I found the Heart and Body. I read in a magazine. I had a special order to go in to get it. And after I purchased it, and I got him some myself, some, within less than 4 days, and dental pain subsided for 75-80% in less than a week. And I said, wow, you know. So that, and I can take it personally myself. We're going on 7 years now.
Okay, so basically your brother did very well, and then you started taking it, and you've been taking it ever since then?
Yes, I've been taking it ever since then, for myself personally. Then I also do wellness advisor, and I'm also a holistic practitioner, and I also recommend and have a lot of my clients and patients, they take it, who have blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and many other health conditions. Because it's being a liquid and going in subliminally under the tongue, it goes directly into the circulatory system, which most your other type of nutrients and supplements are capsules or tablets. And by the time it goes through the digestive tract, you get less than 10-15% absorption. But the heart of the body, being it goes in under the tongue, it goes from head to toe in less than 5 minutes, and you're talking about as much as 90%+ absorption. So it makes a major difference with circulatory problems, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, one or two or three bottles.
Okay, and I think that people have to understand, you don't swallow this. You take maybe a quarter of a teaspoon, about 20 drops, and you just put it underneath your tongue, and that's certainly a wonderful way to absorb things. Many times that's certainly far more efficient than taking it by mouth. Sometimes, you know, you actually get excellent absorption through your skin, but with this product, why, you get it sublingual, and it gets right into the circulatory system. Have you got a question? 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. Of course, our guest is Al Copeland. He's talking about heart and body extract. And Al's a health practitioner, and he's just talking about some of the things that are in the heart and body extract. Now, he uses a lot of this with his people who come to him for help, and he's just talking about some of the things that are in the heart and body extract. Incidentally, if you got a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Al was just commenting on some of the things that are in heart and body extract. And one of them is hawthorn. Now, hawthorn's been used for centuries for treating hearts. In fact, you know, before we had modern day medicine, and this was probably about 20 years before I entered medical school. I got into medical school in 52, so probably, prior to about 1930, we used to primarily use herbs and things of that sort for treatment. Certainly there were things like digitalis, but digitalis actually comes from flower, foxglove, and so many of the things that we utilized in medicine were biologically derived. And certainly one of the things that had been used for years was hawthorn. Now, of course, nobody ever talks about hawthorn today, but hawthorn is in heart and body extract, and most of the things that are in heart and body extract are among those herbal products that have been used for centuries. Oh, what does the hawthorn do, Al? Do you have any idea?
Well, yes, several things. One of the main things that happens to most people who, as we age, is that it's a fact, according to the American Heart Association, the heart beats over 100,000, about 100,000 so times a day, and it's pumping so many quarts of blood, 5 quarts of blood through the veins 24/7. And they explain it, that it's in every 1 or 2 seconds it pumps the blood from head to toe, and at a speed. And so we have something like a 70 to 80 to 100,000 miles of veins in less than 1.5 seconds. So over a 50, 60, 70 years, it causes the veins in the heart, the output makes it weaken. But the heart and body, with the hawthorn, the garlic and the ingredients in it, helps to re-strengthen the output of the heart. And by strengthening the output of the heart, is able to beat at a stronger rate, at a stronger pulse, and that in turn is going to send more oxygen into the body, to the cells, the tissues, and help to nourish and prevent like neuropathy, the numbness, the swelling, and so forth in the legs, and also helps to prevent the heart. A lot of people have put on fibrillators, like my brother. Supposed to put on a defibrillator, and he started taking heart in the body, he didn't have to do it because, and also it naturally helps to thin the blood rather than taking coumarin. And being a natural blood thinner, like the cayenne pepper, the ginger, and so forth, that increased the blood flow as well. And so the ingredients such as the hawthorn help to strengthen the heart, increase the output of the heart, this is so extremely important in lowering the risk of like a heart attack or a stroke. And another factor is that in beta blockers and so forth, they actually decrease the output of the heart. Most of the pharmaceuticals, rather than increase and strengthen the heart. So that's the reason why it's so extremely important. Use something natural in the body, only recognize a whole food substance, because the body intelligence, God designs us in a way that the intelligence, the body knows what a whole food is, and it can utilize it for its fullest potential as well as help your body to maintain a healthy, optimal level of health.
Well, no, of course, one of the things that's very, very obvious when you take the Heart and Body Extract is it's got cayenne pepper. Do you have any idea what the cayenne does as far as the function of the heart's concerned?
Yeah, cayenne is a natural stimulator. It helps to thin the blood and increase the blood flow. So that's one thing about the cayenne, reason why it's so important that that is used kind of because a big factor, again, from the age of between 30 and 40 to in our 50s, and that's the blood clotting properties of the body and the blood begins to diminish. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people have, thick blood. They say they have, what according to the medical, thick blood. They have reduced blood flow and so forth. But with the cayenne helps to naturally thin the blood, which will naturally increase the flow of the blood. We know the blood, like the Bible says, the life of all things is in the blood. It carries the oxygen, the nutrients, all the things needed to keep all the organs in a healthy state. And so that's the reason why it's so important to keep the blood thin and flowing freely.
All right, fine. Well, I think there are about 9 different herbal products in the Heart and Body Extract, and certainly people who take it just swear by it. My wife and I both take it. My son takes it as well. But certainly, as far as I'm concerned, I really do believe it helps. Well, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we let you about the product, Al, before we let you go?
Okay. One of the things that I found that it is one of the most least expensive ways to nourish the heart, because the heart, because it beats 100,000 beats a day, and then so the average person, by the time we're 50 to 60 years old, the heart has pumped something like 60 million pints of blood over 60 to 7,000 miles 24/7. So it's extremely important to give nourish the heart with a substance that has a natural ingredient that strengthens the heart, maintains the arteries, keeps the circulation at its optimal levels. And this is the reason why, and for less than $2 a day, is one of the most inexpensive, most effective means to to dramatically reduce or minimize the, possible heart attack, stroke, and just basically help nourish the whole body with the proper oxygenation in the blood that the blood and so forth provides.
All right, we've got Mike calling from Scotts Valley. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Mike, got a question or comment?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I had a question. We have a friend of ours who's in her 70s. She's a woman who's pretty mobile, but she's had a chronic problem with ear infections that reoccur again. Do you think this product would actually help her in some way to deal with those chronic ear infections?
Well, I have no thoughts on that at all. Do you have any thoughts on that, Al? Does this have any effect on things like ears? I thought it was primarily for the heart, but what are your thoughts?
Well, an ear infection can have things to do with like allergies and sinus drainage and dehydration and so forth. And I wouldn't say specifically, but it helps to anytime you help increase the blood flow to any parts of the body, it can help assist in some kind of in various ways. But as far as to specifically for like ear infection and so forth, now I found for that something like a good colloidal silver in the ear, you drop a few drops in the person's ear. I've had people who said found that it works very well. It's because it fights all kind of bacteria and viral.
Okay, Mike, is that does that answer your question?
I think it does. Well, the other information I know is that she has to periodically have her ears cleaned to get too, because they get a buildup in there. So
sure. Well, you really need somebody to wash them out. Usually, you wash them out with hydrogen peroxide. Then, if you want to use silver, something like that. Silver is very good topically. I'm not crazy about it taken internally, but certainly topically, it works very well. Anything else, Mike?
I appreciate you having the guest on, because I've heard of Heart and Body Extract, and this is a nice opportunity to hear a little bit more about it, because it seems to be well advertised on a number of the stations.
Well, Sharon Harris, who actually produces this and does advertise with us, she's been with us for a long time, and we really appreciate her help and support for what we're doing. Okay, thank you so very much for calling. And anything else you'd like to say, Al, before we let you go?
Well, basically, I would like to say that one of the main things that keeps everything alive is our heart, of course, brain, all the organs and so forth. And one of the things that the heart needs to be nourished from the age of 20 on. And so the heart and body, like I was saying earlier, is one of the least expensive means of doing it. Especially when you only take it three times a day, you're talking about less than $2 a day to maintain a healthy heart and keep your body in a more optimal level of health.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Really appreciate you being with us, and we'll get a chance to talk to you one of these other times when Sharon's back from her travels, okay?
Thank you all. Have a wonderful night.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to do open lines. And so if you have a question or comment about any subject, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295 here in the Central Coast of California. But, you know, certainly I think it's vitally important that people understand what's really going on economically, both in the United States and Europe, because this is one of the most incredible scams I've ever seen, and the average individual has very little idea. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but give us a call. Well, basically, if you notice, the stock market was up today, and the reason the stock market is up today is because the European Central Bank is going to massively increase the amount of money. And they're just going to create all sorts of money out of nothing, and they're going to give it to, certainly to Greece and to Italy and to Spain. They're going to buy their debt so they can drive the interest rates down. And basically, of course, I think it was Italy was paying about 8% interest on their debt. Spain was paying over 7% interest on their debt. And this is unsustainable. Pretty soon, all the money that a country takes in goes to pay the interest on their debt, and there's no money left to run the country, and the country just goes bankrupt. Well, of course, these countries ordinarily, if they had not joined the European Union and then the European currency, would be able to simply devalue their own currencies. And then, of course, they would be able to sell their products at a much lower rate. That would begin to make them much more competitive with the other countries over there. But they would have to, of course, lower some of their spending. But they would be economically solvent. However, of course, because they've joined the European currency, they cannot devalue their own individual currencies, and they were in an intolerable situation. And everybody in the world was being told by the controlled media, because the media is controlled in Europe, just as it's controlled here in the United States, they were being told that Greece and perhaps Spain and Italy would have to drop out of the European currency. If they did, there would be devastating results, and this could lead to the breakup of the European Union. It could mean a severe depression. It could mean the loss of really trillions of dollars, and of course it would have a profound impact on America. And they put out all this scary information, knowing full well that they never intended for these countries to be able to drop out of the European Union. Why? Because they dropped out of the European Union, we wouldn't have the United States of Europe. And that is the common goal. That is the common goal behind everything, is a United States of Europe. So now, of course, the European Central Bank has announced, which we knew was going to happen all the time, they're going to provide the funds, they're going to just flood Europe with money, created out of absolutely nothing. That will prevent, of course, the recession in Europe, that will prevent the collapse of the European currency and the collapse of the European Union and the collapse of the United States, because, ladies and gentlemen, of course, our Federal Reserve has lent we don't know how many trillions of dollars over there. Everything this privately owned central bank of the United States does is done in absolute secrecy. And they lie and they lie and they lie, which is why Ron Paul wants to audit the Fed and find out what they're really doing. And at least they have passed the legislation to the House of Representatives. I'm sure it will not pass the Senate. I'm sure if it passed the Senate, Obama would be ordered to veto the bill. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand the truth, and that is that a small group of people run the world. And of course, the Federal Reserve System is owned by the people who own the banks, who tie into the Trilateral Commission, which is the real coordinating organization for everything going on in the world today. But what you're going to see then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is a massive inflation of the taking place in Europe, followed by a massive inflation here in the United States that is eventually going to destroy the value of our currency and end up impoverishing our people. Social Security cannot be funded when the 79 million retirees retire during the next 19 years. Medicare cannot exist because we have the 79 million people retiring. So both of these systems are going to fail. And of course, what's going to happen to the 46 million people living on food stamps? And of course, eventually America is going to have to live within its boundaries. America certainly is a nation on the way down. It didn't need to be. But what we're seeing is something called creative destruction, a planned program of creating a new global society. But to create this new society, you have to destroy the old society. And so the leaders are intent upon destroying America, impoverishing our people, making them suddenly totally dependent upon the ruling elite, doing away with the middle class, and we will have a society as they have in Mexico, a small number of very wealthy people, and a massive number of impoverished and poor people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Michael calling from Fenton, Michigan. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call because it's open lines, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Michael is wondering how we can actually profit from what's happening to gold. Well, gold is simply a totally manipulated market. And our leaders, the Trilateral Commission that controls the United States and controls Europe and controls most of the world, is basically manipulating the price of gold, and they're trying to keep the price of gold down so people won't realize it's the only thing that really has intrinsic value. Paper money is not worth, of course, the paper it's printed on. The difficulty is, of course, that the Trilateral Commission does not control all of India. The people of India love gold, and certainly this is a matter of how you show your wealth. This is a matter of what you give your wife when you get married. This is the basis of the dowries that are used by families over there when a daughter marries into somebody else's family. And certainly they consume about a third of all the gold that is consumed in the world. Then, of course, China. China, of course, has the largest holdings of gold. It's the largest gold producer, and it isn't selling any gold. It's buying it all throughout the world because China wants to have their currency the dominant currency in the world, and they're going to destroy the value of the dollar. But you see, as long as we keep the price of gold down, the Chinese are buying up gold. They're buying up massive amounts of gold to strengthen their currency because they know down the line this is going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish the American people. And they are being helped by the traitors who are working at the highest levels of our government, who want to shift the leadership of the world from the United States to China. And you say, why would they want to do that? Well, because our leaders are heavily invested over in China. The Bush family is one of the largest investors in China. Others of our ruling elite, the Rockefellers and others, the Rothschilds, heavily invested in China. How do you think that they've been able to come up with certainly the most affluent area probably in the whole world? It's in Macau. It is an area of gambling that really makes Las Vegas look like a second-rate gambling city. Macau is magnificent. It overshadows certainly what's going on in Las Vegas completely. China has a massive middle class. China's doing very, very well economically. They're growing, and the rate of growth is about 9% a year. And what are we doing? Our economy is contracting. But basically, you asked Michael about gold. Gold will one day, of course, become the means of exchange. If you can get gold and amass it at the present time, you'll do well. If you do not have gold, when they destroy the value of our currency, you'll be impoverished, as will most people in America, and they're intent upon wiping out the middle class in America by destroying the value of their currency. You cannot continue spending. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed, and 61% of that is actually created out of nothing by the Federal Reserve System. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that leads into my next question.
Okay, let me just put out our telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Michael calling from Fenton, Michigan. Go ahead, Michael. What's your next question?
Yeah, I just like to say hi to everybody first. I love this show. The next question is this is the way I see it, is that it's not when there's going to be disaster that happens. I think we're going to end up with a shortage of food. We'll probably have to figure out a way to do a power outage, and then we may have a chemical disaster or a nuclear disaster thing going on. And so the question is, I believe it's not, is it going to happen? I believe it's when it's going to happen. And so what's going to happen to, you know, there's a whole, going to be a whole bunch of people that aren't getting ready. They don't know that much about this. And so I don't know if the water system's going to shut down. They're not going to be able to get water. And, you know, I don't really know all the intricate details of how that, you know, once, you know, how it all goes like a domino effect and everything starts shutting down. And when that happens, I think it will happen real rapidly. Within a week, the whole face of the whole picture will change into a whole different picture, you know, of what, you know, like me, I can't really comprehend what that's going to be. But I was talking with the wife about that before I made the call. I was asking, I said, what are we going to do? You know, like, we don't know. I know it's going to happen, but what are we going to do? Like, say, if it was going to happen, like, next month, what would we do? We'd have no water, maybe. And, you know, we haven't done anything ourselves to get ready for something like that. And so, you know, it's something that we're talking about, you know, but so we got no information really on that. And boy, we got to get going, because I believe that it may not be too far off.
Well, I think you may very well be right. Did you hear our program with Mr. John Costi last night on X Events? That's the title of his book, X Events.
Yeah, I heard pieces of it.
Well, basically, I mean, he is not coming at this from a Christian point of view, but he simply is a very well-informed individual who's held a number of very significant positions in universities and business here in the United States, and he simply points out all the things that can happen. I mean, there can be plagues, there can be famines, there can be wars, there could be an electromagnetic pulse attack that would wipe out our electrical system. There could be a failure of the grid, there could be a failure of the internet, and he just lists all the various possibilities, whether it be storms or droughts or volcanoes or flooding, and there's certainly all of these things I think are very real possibilities. And he's looking at this simply from a point of view that these things can happen, and the American people are not prepared. Now, he happens to live in Vienna, and he is making, he's not, as they say, coming from a Christian point of view, but he is, of course, making some plans that if things really should get bad there in Vienna, Austria, where he lives, he would be able to move out into the countryside, at least get out of the city, because there will be chaos and pandemonium in our cities. And this is what people really need to think about. I mean, we could have a poison gas attack. We could have either an accidental plague, or we could have one that was related to the use of biological agents, and there's so many different ones. So you have to make your preparations. You have to think of the essentials, Michael. You have to think of food. You have to think of water. You have to think of shelter. You have to think of having medical supplies, and you can buy a lot of them at your local pharmacy. You can get antibiotics at a pet food store, and you certainly would want to think about not getting tetracycline, because, of course, they will not last for a period of time, but amoxicillin and some of the others that are available at a pet food store will. And you need to keep them chilled, and you need to have seeds so you can grow your own products. You need to be someplace where, of course, if you're in the middle of a large city, why, heaven help you, because nothing else will. Then, of course, you have to look at this not only from the probability point of view, you have to look at it from the spiritual point of view. Michael, are you coming from a Christian point of view?
Yeah, I believe in God.
Well, it's not a matter of believing in God. You believe in the Bible. You believe that Jesus Christ certainly is our Savior, and that the Bible is accurate, and the prophecies of the Bible are going to come to pass.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I know every word of the Bible.
Okay, well, if you read Revelation 6:8, and of course, you know, when I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and power was given unto him to kill a quarter of the population of the world. By the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, and by the beasts of the world. And then you get to Revelation, that's Revelation 6:8. And then you get to, of course, Revelation 6:9, and then things really get bad. And if you read the Bible, and you believe that this is accurate, you're going to realize that there are going to be terrible, terrible things that are going to befall civilization. if we are in the time that is prophesied. And I do believe if you go back and read Matthew 24, and of course, as it says there, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the time of the coming of our Savior, and it lists some of the things that happened in the times of Noah, and you can begin to see them unfolding before your very eyes today. There's certainly never been a time, you read on in Revelation, they talk about the mark of the beast. There's never been a time where they had the ability, of course, to be able to mark every individual. Certainly they talk about the two prophets who are going to be there in Israel prophesying, and they're going to be killed, and everybody in the world will be able to see their bodies. How in heaven's name, when this was written 2,000 years ago, could anybody believe that everybody in the world was going to be able to see the bodies of these two people, these two prophets who had been killed in Israel? I mean, imagine how ridiculous that seemed 2,000 years ago. But yeah, by the miracle of television, that's not so ridiculous today. You can see, everybody in the world can see the things if they have access to a television screen. And there's, in fact, if you have not actually seen Pastor Billy Crone's latest TV series, video series, and it's certainly it's taking the final countdown, and he did this 4 or 5 years ago. He's redoing it now. It's about three times as long. We've been watching this and evenings, and we're carrying this. You have to ask for the update of the final countdown, but so many of the things were prophesied thousands of years ago now are entirely possible. So I think you should make your preparations with that thought in mind, and never dividing and never separating what's happening suddenly in the society we live in from the biblical prophecies. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Michael, go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Stan, you're so exactly right on about what you're saying, because I got personal stuff that happened in our lives. We stood up to the school district because they weren't educating the kids. Well, the government attacked us, and then they took us to court. They went to court, and they told a bunch of lies, and they put me in jail for three assaulting, three resisting, and stalking the neighbor, and it was all lies. And so I ended up going to the county jail for a year and then to prison for a year. I'm on 2 years of parole right now. They took my six kids and they sold them for $12,000 a piece, and I haven't seen my kids in 4 years. So, you know, I got personal thing that I've been through, and I know that they lie and they're up to all kinds of stuff, and I don't, you know, and I know they're not educating the kids, and I know they're not getting nobody ready for no disaster. And we don't have no leadership. And so, you know, I very much believe everything what you just said, because I have been going through this myself, you know, so.
Well, I feel terribly bad about it. Is there any way you can get your children back?
No, because if I try to do that, then, you know, they'll just go to court and lie. They got the power. They can do whatever they want. They can say anything. And if I try to do that, they'll just put me back in jail again, or I'm thinking maybe try to kill me next or whatever. The only thing I can hope for on that is we all loved each other when we last we seen each other 4 years ago.
Well, Michael, did you have any help when you came under government attack? Because, you know, we do have an organization.
I had the help of their court-appointed attorney that didn't do anything.
You should have. I wish you'd gotten in touch with us. We have a friend of ours here in California who has an organization, Pacific Justice Foundation. Brad Dacus, he has over 1,000 lawyers across America who will help people. And if you'd like to, I'll put you on hold at the end of the program. We'll certainly have our Barbara, who's on the board this evening, get your telephone number, and we will put you in touch with Brad Dacus. You need some support. Now, whether or not he has an attorney in your area who would be able to help you, I don't know. But we'll certainly put you in touch with him, and at least you can tell him what's happened to you. And certainly it may be that if he isn't able to help you personally, he will give you some very sound advice. Brad is a wonderful fellow. We've known him for probably close to 20 years since he worked certainly with John Whitehead. And now he's set his own organization nationwide to help people like you who are victims of mistreatment from the establishment. So when we get done, we'll go ahead and get pass you through to Barbara. Did you have any other questions or comments? And
well,
let me, once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295 here in the Central Coast of California. But go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I witnessed, I guess nowadays the judges, you can't prosecute them if they break the law, so you can't go after the judge. The attorneys are all in on everything. And so it's just like the other day when that fellow shot them people over in Colorado, you know, so that was, I don't know if that was Thursday or Friday, but they were right over here on Monday harassing me on Monday. I'm not doing anything. And you know, and so they're just keep trying to cause me trouble, you know, and so that happened right away. I don't got nothing to do with that in Colorado. And I'm a Christian. And I'm trying to do the right thing. And so all I did was stand up for my kids and fought them. I went to court on the whole thing and fought them, but I thought I could go to court and win and that it would get exposed. I had no idea that they were all involved in it.
Well, basically, I don't know if you listen to our program. We're carrying an advertisement on our programs. It actually is paid for by a gentleman who went through something very similar to what you're going through, and he's just talking about suddenly the court system. And that you go to my webpage if you have a computer, and there's simply, I think, there's a banner on our homepage, and if you click on it, it'll take you to his website. And he's just putting out a tremendous amount of a moderate amount of money to advertise with us to let people know about the corruption of the courts. And we actually will be doing some infomercials with him. But you can go to his website simply by going to my homepage and click there and find out that there are other people who've been through very, very similar experiences you have, Michael. And I sympathize with you, but if you want to at least get somebody to represent you when we get through here, where we will pass you through to Barbara, we'll get your telephone number, and we'll get you Brad Dacus' telephone number, okay?
Okay.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Michael, do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
I'd just like to say one more thing is basically that, you know, this is just my particular thing. I know they got lots of other areas and lots of stuff going on. And, to be honest, I wish there was a place for me to go other in America, but I realize there's no other place to go that's probably better. And so you can't go nowhere. And so the only thing we could try to do is fix this here. And if everybody's turning away from God, then every nation in the past that turned away from God became a failure. And it seems like maybe I'm just living in one of them failure nations, and then we've got to put up with
all that.
What
we need is a mass revival. That's the only hope for America, Michael. The only hope for America.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us to get the truth out about the elite group that runs the world, and I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, why, of course, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, or you can go to our homepage at radioliberty.com and simply scroll down the page to the place where it says donate, and that'll take you to the PayPal section. But if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not, why, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Well, because, of course, we do our best to not only inform people, to help the people who really are hurting out across America. Now, basically, of course, to understand what's going on today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to get them in larger numbers, of course, you get them at a discounted price. Then, of course, we hope that you watch our DVDs, The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret. Their syllabuses go with that. Our most recent DVDs would be Population Control, The Covert Agenda, and then, of course, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. This is a separate DVD. That's a talk we gave Sydney a few months ago, and we think it's quite well done. We hope many of you will give serious consideration to getting the information that we offer, and then help us to get it out across America. If you'd like to know how they killed Martin Luther King, we have a 4-CD set of interviews with people who know firsthand what they did to Martin Luther King. We even have a book written by the lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to bring about the truth about how the CIA assassinated Martin Luther King. If you'd like to know about Bobby Kennedy, we have a 4-CD set on who killed Bobby, on the assassination of Bobby. We have a book entitled Who Killed Bobby. We have a DVD produced in England on the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. Of course, it could never be shown here in the United States because our media is under control, but we do have this information, and we make it available through my ministry. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to certainly hear our four CD set on deadly assassins, we actually have two paid CIA assassins we interview. Both of them are dead today. And then, of course, we have an interview with certainly a man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, old blood and guts, certainly a patriotic American, certainly a general who wanted to win the Second World War and wasn't allowed to, was blocked at every turn. And this is they paid a man to kill General Patton. Why? They couldn't let him come home and tell the American people that he could have ended the war 6 months or 9 months earlier had they not cut off his gasoline so he couldn't take his armored columns across Europe and take Berlin. You see, they didn't want the war to end. They wanted it to go as long as it could and to kill as many people as possible. But why would any sane person want that? Well, out of the horror of World War II, they hoped to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. And this is, they had involved America in World War I for no reason at all, and we'd end up killing, I think, 121,000 American soldiers for absolutely no reason. In fact, after the war, everybody said, why did we get into the war? And they mistakenly thought it had to do with profits and corporations, the munitions manufacturers. But they didn't understand. Certainly the munitions manufacturers made money. But it all had to do with creating a world government. And they had to kill as many people as possible. And they ended up killing over 21 million people and injuring another 40 million and destroying Europe. But it's all to bring about a world government. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty and coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest for this next hour will be William Grigg, and William's ordinarily with us this time of the week, and we talk about, well, really whatever he wants to talk about. But William's a fascinating individual, certainly one of the most articulate people we have in the conservative movement. William, of course, was the senior editor for the New American magazine, and now he is the managing editor of Reason magazine. He certainly writes prolifically. You can get his blog certainly up on the internet. You can get them at Lou Rockwell. And of course, he does write the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter. It was just becoming too demanding for me. I just didn't have the time to continue to do that and get anything accomplished. So we got William. He's kind enough to write the monthly newsletter. We do appreciate having him part of our team, and we think that he has a great deal to offer today. People must understand that everything going on today can only be understood if you understand the secret societies that have run the world. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you haven't read the books on the secret societies. They do exist. If you doubt that, you go to Elberton, Georgia, see the great stone monument that they've erected there. It was put up by a secret society, so secret nobody knows what it is. I believe it is the Rosicrucians. I believe, of course, the Rosicrucians put up this, because, of course, the man who put it up used an anonymous name. He called himself R.C. Christian. Well, most people think that is a cover for Rosicrucian, but R.C. Christian readily admitted he represented a secret society that wanted to erect this monument of Christu as a guide for people throughout the world. They put this up in about 1980. And, of course, there are 10 commandments on the Georgia Guidestones. They're there in 8 different languages. And basically, number one is maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And what they really want to do is kill off 90% of the population of the world. What they really want is to kill off over 90% of the population of the world. They're in the process of doing it today. This is not imaginary. It's real. You go and touch the stones, as I have. If you want to read about them, rather than go to Elberton, go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can actually see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones. You can see the Ten Commandments from the very pit of hell. You can get a little of the background, and we're hoping that our good friend Chris Pinto will actually put together the DVD he's put together on this, and that he's actually just about ready on the Georgia Guidestones. There really are Georgia Guidestones. There are all sorts of occult organizations. Their emblems, you see them every day. You don't recognize them. Certainly, you'll see them on the back of the dollar bill. On the left side, you see the pyramid capped by a triangle that contains an all-seeing eye, a glorified eye. What's that doing on the back of the dollar bill? They will tell you, oh, that has to do with the 13 steps, 13 colonies. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is the replica of all the secret societies that date back for thousands of years. On the right side of the dollar bill, you'll see an eagle with, of course, olive branches in one claw, and, of course, with the arrows in the other. Only that when it was originally designed, it was on the front of the Great Seal of the United States in 1789, and it wasn't an eagle. It was a phoenix bird. They gradually changed it through the years, but you can check this out. And basically, the phoenix, of course, was a bird that was killed and then was burned and then came back to life. It had to lead the world into this new one-world government. It comes from antiquity. And basically, little by little, they altered the appearance of that on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, till eventually it merged into an eagle. But it really is all about the phoenix, a mythical bird to signify the coming of the New World Order.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, I guess this evening is William Grigg, and Sunday he's talking about his concern over the United Nations treaty on small arms. Now you have to understand that's not the title of the treaty. It's got a long name, and it talks about tanks and their buying and selling tanks in between countries, and attack aircraft and helicopters, and lists all of these major type of weapons, and lists about eight or nine of them. And then down at the bottom of the page, it just talks about, yes, and small arms. And basically, I mean, this is all about regulation of our right to keep and bear arms. You see, the elite who run America, the elite who run the world, do not want the public to be armed because they don't want any resistance to their planned dictatorship. There is a small group of people who run the world. Of course, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. Why do you think the United States has troops stationed in between 130 and 150 nations throughout the world today? Oh, they say, oh, we just have a few troops, you know, that in the embassies. Ladies and gentlemen, we have almost 50,000 troops who occupied Germany today, over 35,000 troops who occupied Japan today, over 25,000 troops who occupy South Korea today. We've started introducing Marines into Australia. I think there are 500 going in. It's going to be raised to 5,000 Marines in Australia. Why do we have Marines in Australia? Because we're occupying Australia, and believe me, if we had 500 communist Chinese troops there in Washington, D.C., don't you think that they would be dictating policy? Ladies and gentlemen, the average individual finds it so hard to believe. But the reason, of course, we spend as much money on our military as literally or almost as much money on our military as all the other nations in the world combined is because the elite group that wants a world government is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and they take us from war to war to war. They contrive certainly the First World War and the Second World War, and they're in the process of contriving a third horrible, bloody war with the idea that out of the chaos it's going to come, the American people and the people of the world will be willing to give up their sovereignty and accept the rule of this ruling elite. That's what they're doing in Europe today. That's the reason, of course, for the so-called crisis over there and what's happening in Greece and what's happening in Italy and what's happening in Spain. And they're threatening that the sky is going to fall and all these nations are going into chaos unless, of course, they give up their sovereignty and join the United States of Europe. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Mark my word, and don't believe what you read in the newspaper. They're not going to let these countries go bankrupt. They're not going to let them drop out. They want a United States of Europe. They've been working for too long to allow certainly anything to stand in their way. These are ruthless people, and they murder people, and they take us from war to war to war. William, pick up the story about the United Nations Treaty on Small Arms.
As you pointed out, Dr. Stan, the real focus of this is to regulate this category that they call small arms. It's not merely howitzers and tanks and artillery and things of that nature that would be in the hands of military forces, but rather small arms and light weapons, which is a category that includes anything that a civilian could own. And there's nothing in the United Nations literature that recognizes the individual right to armed self-defense. There are tactical and revocable concessions made to the idea that there might be people who are archivists or curators, people who have an interest in collecting weapons as a hobby, perhaps people who are involved in gun-related sports such as marksmanship, and people who are part of sporting clays associations in Great Britain and over here in the United States. There's never any recognition of the fact that an individual, as a person created the image of the Almighty and invested by the Creator with innate rights that the government has to respect, would have among those rights the right to use firearms or other weapons to defend himself, his property, his person, his family, and those things that pertain to him that he has obtained through his righteous and lawful industry. That's something the United Nations explicitly refuses to recognize. Everything in the UN literature on the subject for a number of decades is based in the Leninist assumption that the government has to have a monopoly on the legitimate use of force. And that, of course, if you recognize that some other entity, person, or agency has the right to use force in certain circumstances defensively, well, that undermines the monopoly. That's unconscionable. There was an agitprop film that the United Nations put out in 2000 called Armed to the Teeth, the Worldwide Scourge of, I believe it's called the Worldwide Scourge of Unregulated Light Weapons. I think that was the subtitle. But it was put up by the United Nations for the purpose of demonizing the very concept of civilian ownership of firearms. And in the course of this so-called documentary, it was stated explicitly on several occasions that the only legitimate function of firearms in society is to give police and military personnel the means to carry out the will of the political government of a given jurisdiction, within, of course, the dictates of the United Nations international system. It has to be in a way which is compatible with the so-called obligations of a nation state in the UN system. And what happens, of course, is that the United Nations, when given the opportunity with the acquiescence or eager involvement of a national government, will disarm a targeted population. This has happened in many, many countries over the last 30 or 40 years, and almost every time it's led to mass bloodshed. And when you were talking earlier, Dr. Stan, about the fact that the United States maintains this global archipelago of military bases where we have permanently stationed troops in scores of countries around the world, it's useful, first of all, for people to recognize there's no other country on Earth, as a matter of fact, there's no other country in the history of mankind that has maintained a global empire of permanent bases like this. There's, for instance, nothing to compare with the fact that the United States, all these decades after the end of World War II, has troops in the middle of a unified Germany and troops stationed both in Japan and Okinawa. Don't tell the Okinawans they're Japanese, that resent that. Or in Korea, which, of course, South Korea is a country which is eminently capable of defending itself against North Korea, which has a large army but is a basket case economically and kept alive primarily by Washington with the help of China and Russia. The thing is, there's nothing to compare with this. The Russians don't do this. The Chinese don't do this. Certainly none of the European constituent members of the embryonic United States of Europe would maintain this kind of a global presence. But where the United States military is deployed, traditionally, it is done so under the aegis of some kind of an international condominium through the United Nations or one of its regional affiliates, such as NATO. And every time the United States gets involved in a so-called peace enforcement mission or some other exercise of armed lethal humanitarianism, one of the things they do is they carry out what the United Nations literature calls micro-disarmament initiatives. One really good example that I wrote about in the book I wrote in 2001 called Global Gun Grab was what happened in Haiti. Back in 1994, the United States invaded Haiti for the purpose of re-enthroning a fellow by the name of Aristide, who was a perfectly deranged individual, a drug-addicted communist who wanted to create sort of a how best to put this, sort of like an African National Congress style communist government power in Haiti. He was overthrown by Raoul Cedrus and a junta, a military junta. We're not particularly good people either. I mean, there's not really a whole lot to choose from in Haiti. But when the United States, acting under the instructions with the purported authorization of the UN Security Council, invaded Haiti, one of the first things they did was they took up the gun registries, which had been compiled by the local police departments, and they went neighborhood to neighborhood, door to door, collecting weapons. This is done by the United States acting as an enforcement arm of the United Nations. One of my friends was a former staff sergeant in the Special Forces who was assigned to this detail. And he gave me a very thorough accounting of what they had done. They said in Haiti, you could own anything. You could own a fully automatic weapon. You could own landmines or hand grenades. All you had to do is pay a licensing fee and register your firearm, your explosive device, with the local police department. And so that meant that the lists were there so that in some future contingency, when that government or some international force wanted to go out and collect the weapons, it would be simply a matter of tracking down a given firearm at a given address. And so this individual was assigned to carry out this task. And he didn't like the idea of disarming the population, the public, that would then be left at the mercy of the deranged government that was being installed at the behest of the United Nations. So what he did, according to his account, was that he went from door to door and he'd knock on the door, and with the registration list in hand, he would ask the resident if he was indeed the resident identified in the registry, and if a given number of firearms listed in the registry were there at that address, and if he received an answer in the affirmative, he would say, "Very good, I'm just checking. Have a nice evening." He refused to carry out that order, in other words, because he recognized that what he was doing was morally wrong and incompatible, quite frankly, with his oath to the Constitution. Granted, we're not dealing with American citizens in Haiti, but he recognized that the core principle here of the right of law-abiding people to armed self-defense is one that the government of the United States should never violate in any circumstance. There were a handful of occasions when he ran across people he considered to be of exemplary character and very sound political insight, and so when he'd ask the question about their firearms, if they answered the affirmative, he'd say, "Would you like something better?" So on a couple of occasions, he actually helped to up-arm some of the people he considered to be politically reliable. But he was somebody who was very much the exception when this micro-disarmament program was being carried out by the U.S. military under the U.N. supposed authority in Haiti.
Well, you know, when anybody ever talks about maybe we ought to cut back our military involvement, oh, my goodness, those troops are all over the world defending us. Well, who are they defending us from? The Chinese communists who are building up? The Russian communists, of course, we put in all of their oil wells and their natural gas wells. How are we defending ourselves against Osama bin Laden, who's been reincarnated somewhere over in Afghanistan? Or is this all about a world government?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly, William is simply talking about the horrors of World War II. And people don't understand that the United States bombed Dresden. The war was essentially over. Dresden was not a military city. There was no military production there. They just bombed and they killed over 100,000 people in the night. They incinerated these innocent civilians. And of course, well, you could say, well, they weren't innocent. They should have been taking a stand against Adolf Hitler. Well, if they should have been taking a stand against Adolf Hitler, should you be taking a stand against your government that actually financed the Nazis all during the Second World War? And if you haven't heard my talks on that, pointing out how it was 100 American corporations over there and American banks that all during the war were building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, and I'm talking about General Motors, General Electric, AT&T, IBM, other American corporations, Exxon was over there, certainly. Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, headed by a man named Prescott Bush, was financing this. I mean, should these people be held responsible for financing the Nazis? Certainly the CEOs, the Americans who headed the German-American corporations building the weapons for the Nazis, all during the war. The weapons that they used to kill our boys at Normandy, the weapons they used to kill our boys at the Battle of the Bulge, those people were all arrested after the war. Did you know that? And then they were immediately, very quietly, turned loose. They could never let the American people know that we had financed and built the weapons for the Nazis. Certainly Prescott Bush, George W. Herbert Walker Bush's father, George W. Bush's grandfather, was initially indicted for his part in financing the Nazis, and then the whole thing was squelched because, of course, the secret societies dominated our government even then. They controlled the media, and few people even know what we're telling you. But simply, it was these people who were responsible, and yet 100,000 innocent civilians were simply incinerated in one or two nights in Dresden. To create more in the way of horror, so of course people would be willing to go along with this idea of the coming world government. And of course that's when the First World War failed to create the League of Nations and world government. They had to have World War II. And with World War II and the United Nations has not succeeded, that's why we're going to have World War III. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. You're like the good people of Dresden who were incinerated, not because of what they did, but because they didn't take a stand against the evil. And the American people at that time, too, who, of course, let the wicked people control our government and take us into that war. And we was all manipulated, and the Nazis were largely funded by American corporations and American banks. But nobody's going to tell you that. If you want the documentation, we have it. Go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. War is the crucible of political order, and the state really is an entity which is at war with the people it presumes to govern. That's, if you will, in short, sort of a thumbnail sketch of this concept called the conquest theory of state formation. And when the United Nations was summoned into existence at the beginning of World War II, that's something I want to emphasize, the United Nations organization, the Secretariat, and all of the Bretton Woods institutions that are the most important part of that system, they came into being toward the end of the war or just shortly after the war, but the United Nations, as the title for the Allies, was used beginning in 1942. And so all the horrible things we're talking about, the firebombing of Dresden and Hamburg, the firebombing of Tokyo, the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, both of which were acts of state terrorism, had nothing to do with winning a war that was won against a country, the government of which was trying to surrender for almost a year before those bombs were dropped. All these atrocities were committed by the United Nations. Before the United Nations organization was given permanency, the United Nations was conducting wars that would, in the Pacific theater and in the European theater, that would have to be considered at least quasi-genocidal in nature. Think of what happened at Nagasaki in particular. Here we have a non-military target, a seaport town that was the chief center of refuge for people who were opponents of the regime in Tokyo. That's largely true of what happened in Dresden as well. In Nagasaki, you had most of the Christian population of Japan that was incinerated in a matter of nanoseconds for no good reason apart from making a point about the power that had been unleashed, and I contend as a way of tuning the atmosphere through this sudden violent shock for this new institution that would claim global sovereignty.
And let me just comment. Let me just comment. I had the opportunity of visiting with, spending a couple of weekends with General Albert Wedemeyer, four-star Army general, who was in charge of the American forces in China at that time. He personally told me that he had actually intercepted the message from the Japanese pleading to surrender at that time after the dropping the bomb on Hiroshima, but they didn't have to bomb Nagasaki.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita, at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dan, there's certainly would have been simply pointing out as far as the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and killing 125,000 people in both each one of those cities. And, of course, we justify that by saying, well, it was a terrible thing to do, but had we had to invade Japan, there would have been a tremendous loss of civilian life and loss of, you know, a couple of 100,000 American soldiers. We were ready to invade. But because we dropped the bomb, we saved all those lives. And it was a terrible thing, but it was the best thing to do. And what they never mention, you will never hear anybody mention, that the Japanese have been trying to surrender for at least 6 months. William says a year. I have clippings that we actually got from the Chicago Tribune that point out that the Japanese have been trying to surrender for at least 6 months, and we wouldn't let them surrender. Let me repeat that. We wouldn't let them surrender. It was just like during the First World War when the Germans repeatedly tried to negotiate a peaceful engagement, a peaceful agreement, and the England and then eventually America would not allow them to have peace. They didn't want peace. They wanted as many people to die as possible. And out of this horror that would come the demand for a world government, and the fact that the Japanese had been trying to surrender and we would not allow them to surrender, that they pleaded, suddenly, that after the first bomb was dropped and they sent a message to the Russians asking them to negotiate an immediately ceasefire, and they would surrender, and that we know that information was sent to Washington, D.C., because General Albert Wedemeyer, who was in command in China at the time, personally told me that was the case. And yet, of course, this is never covered in any of the books or history written on that time, because the last thing they want the American people to know is that we intentionally incinerated the people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as we intentionally incinerated innocent civilians in Dresden and Hamburg and other German cities. Go right ahead, William.
You know, what's really interesting about Nagasaki is that about 40 years before the United States vaporized pretty much the entire Christian population of Japan, Nagasaki, of course, is the home to a small tribute, I won't call it a shrine, to the martyrs of the Christian faith, martyrs, witnesses of the Christian faith in Nagasaki, have been put to death by various ruling emperors of Japan over the centuries, the people who had refused to become subject to the ruling state religion, whether you're talking about the militarists during the early 20th century or the various shogunates that ruled in Japan. There were Christian martyrs, people who had been brought to the Christian faith primarily by Portuguese missionaries, but there are others who had been evangelized into the faith by people from other parts of the Western world. Nagasaki has a little tribute to people who had sacrificed their lives rather than renouncing the Christian faith. That was a place where a lot of the Christian population congregated and sought refuge during World War II, when they were once again annihilated by the United States government. But about 40 years or so before this happened, there was a trip to Japan that had been undertaken by the Secretary of State. I believe the Secretary of State at the time was Taft, And it ended with Taft leading the United States delegation in a bonsai cheer, extolling the emperor and extolling the Imperial Japanese military. Bonsai means may he live or may they live 10,000 years. And this happened during the administration of Teddy Roosevelt, when the United States government, as a matter of imperial calculation, was helping to support Japan's territorial ambitions in that part of the East, because they looked upon them as something of a regional subcontractor. In other words, they helped to build up even the Imperial Japanese military for reasons of realpolitik. This is something that was done at the expense of the Koreans during the horrible occupation of Korea, which began in 1910. The Japanese had the enthusiastic, albeit quiet and back-channel, backing of the United States government, the same U.S. government, the same Roosevelt administration that went on to win, I believe, Nobel Prize for the negotiations between Japan and Russia that ended their war in the first decade of the 20th century. The same Roosevelt administration had been quietly encouraging Japan in its military campaign against Russia. And Roosevelt was on record. Teddy Roosevelt's a really interesting and ambivalently fascinating character. He considered the Japanese to be what he described as honorary Aryans. He considered them to be suitable in terms of their ethnic background and their allotment of skills and talents as an ally or sort of a protege of the aborning American empire in that part of the world. But 40 years later, after helping to encourage this militarist regime to rise in Japan, and just as importantly, in 1941, in the last 2 months leading up to the Pearl Harbor attack, ignoring the entreaties of the Peace Party and the Japanese government, that's something which is documented in the recently released memoirs of Herbert Hoover, who'd been party to a lot of what was going on in terms of the negotiations. He received briefings. They didn't have a CIA briefing back then, but as an ex-president, he was made aware of what was going on diplomatically. He documented the fact that the FDR administration deliberately stiff-armed and shunted aside the peace faction within the Japanese government in the months leading up to Pearl Harbor, specifically because he didn't want peace. Just the British didn't want peace at the end of World War One, despite all of the frantic overtures being made by the German general staff. And you might recall, no doubt this is something we talked about before, after World War One, there was this horrible starvation embargo that was clamped down on the Germans to get them to accept full and unique war guilt for this war that was the result of machinations in which the Germans played a guilty role, but so did several other parties. It's not as if there is anybody innocent in this lunacy that led to the guns of August 1914. You had everybody in the halls, the salons of power in Europe, lusting for this war. You had secret treaties, secret diplomacy that was intended to bring about a type of a conflict that would aggrandize territorially a number of factions. I really don't think that the French government could be looked upon as an innocent party in any of this. They happened to miscalculate, and to their detriment, they lost tens of thousands. They lost a whole generation of their best people in the trenches, the French did. And you lost a huge chunk of the British cohort of that same generation. Is a horrible thing, but they were trying to make the Germans out as if they were uniquely depraved and singularly guilty of everything that had happened. And because the Germans didn't want to accept that war guilt, the Brits slapped on a starvation embargo, and Woodrow Wilson was willing to start bombing population centers in Germany to get them to accept it. You have people, starvation, of course, is a horrible thing. It's a policy of mass murder and something, once again, akin to genocide when you try to starve an entire population into submission. And many of the people who were most acutely struck by the starvation embargo were the earliest and most passionate recruits to the National Socialist Movement. That shouldn't surprise us. That's one of the downsides in predictable human psychology, is that if you're treated that way, you're going to become revanchist in your outlook. And boy, they got that with a vengeance in Germany. But this is the sort of thing that these people play at, and they do so constantly. Dear Lord, just this last week I was reading a piece in the Phoenix New Times, written by Mark Bowden, who's one of the best writers on irregular warfare, terrorism, narco-trafficking. He's the one who wrote Black Hawk Down. He's the one who wrote the book about hunting, I think, Killing Pablo, I believe, was the memoir of the hunt for the Colombian drug cartel, the Medellin drug cartel chieftain. He has a new book coming out about what's going on in Mexico, and it's almost unfathomably evil and unbearable to read what is going on in that country. We've talked before, Dr. Stan, about the fact that since 2006, when Plan Merida, the so-called Plan Mexico, the Mexican equivalent of the Plan Colombia for supposedly winning the war on drugs in Mexico, went into effect, we have $500 million or more in direct aid to the Mexican military taking place. And, of course, concomitant with that, you have the Fast and Furious program and other initiatives that sort to arm the drug cartels simultaneously. We've talked about the fact that tens of thousands of Mexicans have died. I didn't realize that 100,000 Mexicans have been killed in the war on drugs, the surrogate narco war being waged by Washington in Mexico through the Calderon government and with the help of these groups that have been given a monopoly on firearms. If you want to see what the United Nations model of gun control would look like, look just south of our border. You have a situation where you have the military and the police, but not the citizens of Mexico. You do not have a right to keep and bear arms in Mexico if you're a citizen. The military and the police have everything that they could possibly want, and the quasi-governmental drug cartels, which are unofficially part of the same ruling apparatus, are likewise armed to their gold-plated teeth. And in the middle, you have a civilian population that's being cut to ribbons. You have 100,000 people die in the course of about 5 years, about 20,000 people a year. Mexico is one-third our size, roughly a little less than one-third our population, I think. So imagine 60,000 Americans being killed in warfare in this country every year. How would we react if that were being done to us? That's what the government ruling the United States is doing to Mexico in the name of the war on drugs, which is a cynical and sterile exercise that has done nothing to mitigate the problem of drug addiction. It's not even resulted in an appreciable price increase in cocaine and marijuana and methamphetamine. The price isn't going up. The availability is not going down. There's nobody who's in any way being impoverished or inconvenienced who's in the business trafficking in that junk. But what's happening, of course, is that you have great big bleeding chunks torn out of what remains of the Bill of Rights in this country, and you have 100,000 people killed in this war in Mexico. And you've got a public backlash in Mexico, not only against, of course, the aggression being waged against them by the United States government, which is doing nothing, by the way, to mitigate the problem of illegal immigration into this country from Mexico. If you turn this country into a Hobbesian spectacle of blood, of course people are going to be fleeing from Mexico, irrespective of what the economy is doing. I mean, that problem has diminished somewhat because the housing bubble burst and there was no longer this vacuum effect that was sucking labor into this country from Mexico in order to meet the demands of this engineered housing bubble. But at the same time, after the housing bubble collapsed, you have this churning effect because of what's going on with the drug conflict. It's not universal. I mean, obviously, places like Juarez is particularly acute. And in some of the coastal cities, you just simply don't want to go anywhere where you're not going to be able to get out in a hurry because there is, of course, the opportunistic kidnapping going on the part of various criminal cliques and cartels. But enough of this is happening all across the length and breadth of Mexico that it really is one of the major contributors to the problem, such as it is, of illegal immigration into this country from Mexico. The people who are behind this know this. The people who are responsible for the policies that are creating or exacerbating these problems are very well aware of what's going to happen as a result, and that once again underscores the cynicism and the utterly hideous nature of the Fast and Furious nonsense, which was done, among other reasons, to help create the atmosphere in this country to create a sense that we need more restrictions on firearms dealers and the firearms market in this country because of the bleed-through effect, the people coming across the border from Mexico representing drug cartels and purchasing weapons here. And that's part of the logic of gun prohibition, if you will, or civilian disarmament. People like Commissar Bloomberg in New York City have made it very clear that they do not consider themselves to be safe in terms of their prohibitionist policies regarding firearms ownership until and unless every other state and every other town and municipality in this country has a similarly enlightened policy forbidding civilian ownership of firearms, just as you have in New York City in, for all intents and purposes. Because as long as people can purchase firearms outside the enlightened precincts of Manhattan and the other boroughs and come back into New York with these firearms, then they're not going to be able to enforce their prohibitionist policies. So what we need is universal gun control here nationally in order to meet with the approval of paladins of progressivism such as Mayor Bloomberg.
But I think it's very important for people to understand that the United States CIA, or at least a subdivision of it, is the largest dealer of drugs in the world today. And we actually have a four-tape set with six sets of interviews going into the background of the fact that the CIA is intimately involved in the drug trade throughout the world. In fact, one reason our troops are remaining in Afghanistan is not because they have 50 members of Al-Qaeda there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all they have is 50 members of Al-Qaeda. If you haven't checked that out, we'll be glad to give you the source of information. But our troops are being used to guard the poppy fields so that we can maintain a worldwide heroin distribution system, and we're involved with the smuggling of cocaine as well. People don't understand this, and they focus on the weapons and the violence and all these things. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world, but go up on the internet, you'll find literally thousands of articles up there verifying what I'm saying. So we focus on many times the wrong issues. We focus on the guns and the violence. Who's responsible? Your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Your tax dollars. Go ahead.
It's also true that the CIA is one of the largest providers of firearms, explosives, and other weapons to criminal syndicates and terrorist groups throughout the world. As a matter of fact, the United States government is single largest arms merchant in the world. When it comes to selling weapons to criminal governments and private sector criminal cliques that work with certain political governments or are seeking to seize power and establish their own state, I mean...
I'm going to have to interrupt you there because I want you to get out your webpage and help people get in touch with you before we get through the program.
Okay, I appreciate that, Doctor.
Why don't we just go ahead and tell the people how to get to your website and then how to get to your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, ProLibertate. Pro Libertate. If you Google Pro Libertate, chances are my blog is going to be the first return. If you use my name, William Grigg, as another search term, then it's, of course, certainty that that will be the first return. Pro Libertate and William Grigg. Or go directly to freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. You mentioned Dr. Stan at the end of every essay. There's a PayPal button that people can use if they have the means to donate. And I really do appreciate all the help that we have received and the generosity of so many people. You and your family, Dr. Stan, have been a real blessing to us. Many members of your audience have been very generous. Today we received a very nice gift from a man I consider to be a mutual friend now, Dr. Stan. It really is a real blessing, and we are very, very grateful for all the help we've.
Well, if you're in a position to help William, why, he certainly is. He and his family are very deserving. They're totally dedicated to this battle in which we're involved. And this is a battle for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men. William does an excellent job, and we commend it to you. Just go to his website. Look at his articles. You'll find that PayPal button, and we use that, and we hope you will as well. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more?
Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we certainly hope that you enjoy our weekly visits with William Griggs, certainly, in my opinion, one of the most articulate people we have. And William doesn't speak from notes. He's simply, this is just William. He has this tremendous knowledge. He reads about 14 books a week, and I told my wife he had read 14 books about a week ago, and he has this amazing capacity for retention of facts. We're fortunate to have him and the other people we have here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and certainly we have almost 70 outlets every single week. Certainly, but the Internet, certainly the you can get us on the iPhone, iPod, you can get us by satellite, you can get us on shortwave, you can get our regular programs. We have certainly programs that are heard all over the world. What a wonderful time to have a voice. Actually, I did ordinarily on Wednesdays, I do a program in Birmingham, England. This morning, I did a program in Ontario, in addition to the 5 hours a day we do regularly. But we do this because we need to get the information out. We do hope that many of the people who hear our message will come to understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, and will turn to a God, and hopefully will develop a personal relationship with Him. Because if we don't have a great spiritual revival in America, then the freedoms we've known and enjoyed will soon become a remembrance of things past. Well, to understand what's really going on today, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to buy it in volume, the more you buy, why, the cheaper it'll get. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. We have a new DVD. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. This case for a satanic conspiracy. Remember, the dark secret and the forbidden secret are on DVD as well. We have a relatively new DVD. It's called The Population Control, or Population Control, the Covert Agenda. We have certainly Rosemary Peterson's DVD on geoengineering. Vitally important information on how they can actually control the weather, and they can control the weather, and they have these programs out there that they are utilizing today. And, of course, then they point to global warming, and they say, now what we need is more government control. And yet it was, we don't know what they're doing. Everything is top secret, but we know what they have the capacity to do. We have another DVD called What in the World Are They Spraying? We have a great DVD with Betty Martini on aspartame. And Cindy, aspartame is being used to poison our population. We have a great DVD on water fluoridation. Article just came out, noted today, from Harvard, pointing out that if you drink fluoridated water, both you and your children will have a diminished IQ. And you can look this up on the internet. Just type in your search engine, Harvard water fluoridation lowers IQ, and you'll find that's what I'm telling you is true. You need to hear my talk on the hidden agenda and get the syllabus that goes with that, because it goes into the background of water fluoridation. If you want to know what vaccines do, and they also lower the intelligence and predispose you to cancer and destroy your immune system, and children who are vaccinated are much sicker than other children who are not vaccinated. 1 in 9 children today has Sydney asthma, 1 in 12 has allergies, 1 in every 6 has ADD or ADHD, 1 in 60 to 65 boys has autism, and you don't see it in children, or seldom see it in children who are not vaccinated. In Japan, where they do not allow vaccination till after 2 years of age, they seldom see sudden infant death syndrome. And yet, how many people are sitting in prison today accused of killing their child when they were actually killed by vaccines? All of these things are available. My talk on the specter haunting America on vaccines, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Amen.